Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The U.S. needs another mentally tough performance against Dark Horse Belgium. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I've heard people say that the U.S. World Cup team backed into the knockout round of 16 after its 1-0 loss to Germany last week. Actually, it was a pretty gutty performance against the superior Germans, following a long commute from the Amazon and shorter turnaround time than their favorite opponent. Despite dreadfully dispirited starts in both halves, the Americans came back to play a heady game and narrowed their total possession time to almost 40%, when it appeared that Germany was dominating the ball the entire match. It was a good loss, if there can be such a thing, because the U.S. did not get blown out, and Ghana's close defeat to Portugal meant finishing second in its group by goals differential and making it to the sweet and sweaty 16. Now comes Belgium Tuesday, as do or die begins, and this is an opponent that was the pick of many experts as a dark horse to win the entire cup before it kicked off. Led by some of Europe's top professional stars, Belgium has the diminutive Eden Hazard, who plays for Chelsea and has been the first runner-up for Player of the Year in the Premier League the last two seasons. Belgium's biggest star is Mauro Fellaini, a defensive midfielder who plays for iconic Manchester United. He has a big, bushy head of hair and appropriately finds the net with a lot of headers. Belgium won a much easier group than the U.S. and has not played as well as a team. The Americans will be underdogs, but must be buoyed by the fact that they tied Portugal and played so tough against Germany, two teams considered at least the equal of Belgium. With injuries mounting and lacking offense, U.S. head coach Jurgen Klinsmann may regret leaving World Cup veteran Landon Donovan off the team. Donovan has 50 goals and 50 assists in past World Cups and is considered the best ever American native soccer player. Only 32 and currently the star of the LA Galaxy in Major League Soccer, Donovan also serves as a World Cup analyst for ESPN and took no time in criticizing Klinsmann for saying the U.S. would have a tough time getting out of its group with Germany, Portugal, and Ghana, even though few analysts gave the Americans much of a chance. But they did advance, so far validating Klinsmann's moves, and Tuesday will try to stay alive against a young but talented Belgium team in the 2014 World Cup that to this point has mesmerized the nation. Go USA. This is Archansky. See ya.